I'm Amy Goodman. You're listening to 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio.
Welcome to East La Earth. Have you ever really been bugged by a new ding in your car, but weeks later you barely noticed it? We all learn to tolerate negative changes by adjusting our perception. Ecologists call this shifting our baseline, and it has serious implications for environmental health. The term shifting baselines was coined by fisheries biologist Daniel Pauly in 1995. He recognized there's a danger to shifting baselines, since as we adjust, we see depleted ecosystems as normal. As an example, say a city announced that 90% of its beaches were clean enough to be open all summer. What if 5 years from now, the same city is proud to claim 80% are clean enough to be open? To guard against creeping degradation, our baseline mustn't shift. It should remain 100%. The Surfrider Foundation is one organization raising awareness about ocean pollution and the danger of shifting baselines. According to Surfrider's Chad Nelson, stopping creeping degradation begins with getting a fix on the past and measuring how things have changed. Creeping degradation can be stopped and even reversed, but the first step is preventing shifting baselines. Learn more at islaearth.org. East La Earth is produced by the Catalina Island Conservancy with support from its Fund for a Sustainable Planet, because Earth is an island.
Hey, do you want to get rid of your unused car, motorcycle, or boat and help KKFI at the same time? The proceeds from the sale of your vehicle will benefit KKFI. And the law allows a tax deduction equal to the gross proceeds from the sale of the donated vehicle. For more information, call the toll-free number at 1-866-628-2277.
Are the streets of America as dangerous as we have been told they are? Would we be safer if everyone carried a gun? Are we headed back to the days of the Wild West with duels in the street? Dawes of Justice Radio gives you the opportunity to express yourself with words instead of bullets. A call-in show on Stand Your Ground, Monday at 9 a.m., right after Democracy Now!
Oh, yes. Adams for Peace for you, folks. What is this? Just some filler music. It goes in between your ears. Oh, that's spooky, huh? Well, it's the end, everybody. It's finally over. Oh, I guess this is actually a funeral march, Jake. It's actually what this is. It sounds a little spooky, doesn't it? A little spooky. But we can play this in honor of Dr. Bob Bowman, who passed away on the 22nd of August from down there in Florida. He was the oldest 9/11 truther left in America. Dr. Bob Bowman, you will be missed, sir. Once upon a time, he was actually on the Wednesday show, back when I was permitted to speak on KKFI's airwaves during the daytime. And I don't think he's what contributed to me being asked to return to nighttime exclusively, because he was a very well-spoken and accomplished man. Former Navy pilot and 9/11 truther. It's almost 9/11 truth time, isn't it? You getting excited?
I was just thinking about that today. That's
like a holiday.
That's right around the corner.
Start getting weird with people that, you know, could care less, really. I mean, that's really the problem. It's, you know, and why would people care? It was so long ago. And what's more interesting is that Bradley now wants to be called Chelsea. I mean, if that's not... I hope the WikiLeaker, Chelsea Manning, formerly known as Bradley Manning, formerly known as Private First Class Bradley Manning, now known as court-martialed, no class, Chelsea Manning. I really hope that I do not understand the etiquette of how to treat whatsoever somebody who is it's a transgendered process. Is that correct?
It is a process.
I don't know. Because I think it would be impolite or insensitive, which nobody really ever accuses me of being sensitive. It would be insensitive to refer to a transgendered person as a tranny.
Tranny is incorrect. I just say transitioner.
Because a tranny is actually a transvestite.
Right.
Is that correct? You know what? If somebody that's listening on Truest right now would do me a favor and just take your phone out to one of the girls standing on the corner, and we could just... girl, again, loose term. Especially if somebody's in the neighborhood of around 43rd and Truest, where the Korean Delight nail salon is, where no men's are allowed. If you could just... I know right now, because there always are, a couple of individuals, human beings, we'll call them, standing out there. We could get to the bottom of this. If you would please do that, 816-931-5534. Right there on the northeast corner of 43rd and Truce, the Korean Delight Nail Salon, where no men's are allowed. If you could just go ahead and take your cordless or your cell phone or whatever it is out there, and we could talk to one of the people of the night. We'll just call them people of the night, and we can get to the bottom of this exactly. Because I do know this. While I have no plans to go through gender reassignment therapy, is that what it's called? It's a therapy, and I believe there's actually a lot of it's therapy, a hormonal therapy, and then there's some surgery involved, which is incredibly fascinating if you really want to get down to it, the surgical nature of it. And you have to wonder, I mean, I understand why guys go to school to become heart surgeons. They want to be badasses. I understand why people go to school to become plastic surgeons, because they want to be rich. But when you want to be a genital reconstructive surgical technologist, probably more than a technologist, that's something that just kind of happens? Like, there's just a kind of things line up to where that becomes, you go to, you know, you just meet the right people, and you're just like, you know, I think I can do this. I'm going to check this out. I'm moving to Sweden. I understand there's a demand. Speaking of which, if you were going to have this therapy, would you want Fort Leavenworth to do it? That's the real question. It's, does Chelsea Manning really want Fort Leavenworth to reconstruct his or her parts? Wouldn't you want to pay the big bucks and have Sweden do it or something like that? Go to Switzerland or wherever they're really into this?
That would be preferable to...
Wouldn't it then to do it at Fort Leavenworth?
The bifurcation instruments in prisons are lacking these days.
Well, I'm sure they have plenty of instruments. It's just the delicate nature of the process before them. And, of course, maybe Bradley Manning wants to be the most popular guy, gal, on the cell block. It could be a strategic move, if you think about it. I mean, granted, most people in Fort Leavenworth, hell, most people in penitentiaries throughout the country are going to have kind of an anti-government stance. Don't you think? You're going to have a lot of anti-government people there.
Like, really, or Tea Party types?
No, I mean just kind of like people who are a little weary of the system.
Yeah.
People that might not think that equal protection under the law and the Bill of Rights and the Constitution are really there for them. People that might be a little disenchanted, disenfranchised literally by the system. So if you're a WikiLeaker and you go in there, you might already be on... You might already have some cigarettes waiting on your pillow.
Right.
Right? And then if you go in there saying that I want to be called Chelsea and nobody has to tell you that... I'm just kind of like, he already knows that he's going to be Chelsea for his stay here at Fort Leavenworth. You might get a couple more cigarettes on the pillow.
Would that get you transferred to a female penitentiary?
And that's the hard part. You remember a couple years ago, there was an incident in, I want to say it was Long Island, where some ladies, which is... Not because these were born women, they stayed women, but it's hard to call them ladies because of their behavior.
Right.
This has nothing to do with the transsexual nature of their gender reassignment. I mean, their gender had been assigned, they had stuck with it. But they had attacked a transgendered male going to female who was using the female restroom at a McDonald's. And it was a pretty brutal attack. And it was caught on, the outrage is that it was caught on camera by the employees of McDonald's. Like, they filmed it on their cell phones. And instead of doing something to stop the attack, which resulted in a seizure, there was a concussion seizure and a flailing about and some foaming at the mouth, that kind of thing. It had to be stopped by a customer of the restaurant. And the employees of McDonald's were just filming the whole incident. And I believe making comments like, damn! Oh! No, she didn't! Oh, damn! But see, you got a sense that, yes, this was completely outrageous. I can't believe this happened. But then you find out the backstory is that the ladies, as we'll call them, even though that might be an inappropriate term, were defending the female restroom from somebody that they felt like was not a female using the restroom. And then it got into that kind of gray area is that, okay, if you want to reassign your gender, fine. You go through the surgery, you get the hormone thing done. I mean, good. Do that. I mean, if that's what you want to be, shine on, you crazy diamond. It's America most days. It's a free country. Do it. Just do it. Which would be a really good Nike campaign, I think. But at what point can you start using the opposite sex bathroom? At what point? I mean, at some point, if, let's say, there's a campaign, a Kickstarter campaign for Bradley Manning to be,
reassigned?
Yeah, reassigned. A reassignment Kickstarter campaign or something like that. And then, you know, the money gets raised, they kickstart the thing, it happens. At what point will then Miss Manning, Mr. Manning, turn to Miss Manning and then get transferred to the women's penitentiary in Leavenworth? That would be an interesting question. We need to talk to the liaison, the ombudsman for the Leavenworth Penitentiary System. The Fort Leavenworth Penitentiary. It is different. You have the federal penitentiary out there, then you have the military penitentiary. It would be interesting. We need to talk to that individual, and maybe we should just take a road trip and go out and on Visitor's Day speak with...
Do a live remote?
With Chelsea. I mean, potentially she could be listening. Right?
Yeah.
People are listening in Leavenworth right now.
We've had Leavenworth callers before.
It has happened. It's fascinating. But I think it really comes down to a couple extra cigarettes on your pillow right when you walk in the jail cell. You're going to be a little extra popular. And that's good. It's good. You're going to need all the popularity you can get. 35 years. That's no joke. I mean, I think the original sentence would have been well over 100 years with the possibility of death.
They couldn't prove he aided the enemy.
I mean, they just didn't want to say that he did, because I think down, you know, when it came down to it, they knew that there wasn't
an enemy.
Well, I don't know that that was the case. There is an enemy, and it's you, Jake. Right. You're aware of that.
Chelsea did not aid me.
Did
in
Chelsea,
any way.
In fact, aid you at all? No.
No.
Because that was kind of the story of WikiLeaks. That was the story of Snowden. Is that while it's fine and dandy to see a paranoid and tyrannically mindset of a government get a little concerned or scared because it's not fully in control of its information, that's all fine and well. What really came out from the disclosure of these projects?
I didn't see any revelations.
And then the argument is, well, maybe somebody like you didn't see any revelations, but your average citizen may have seen some revelations.
Sure, it brings the topic up at least.
Because you're not really, as they say, an average citizen.
That would be correct.
Now, I thought that I had an interesting story about all this, but... lo and behold, I don't. Oh, right, it was... oh, never mind. But anyway, if nobody's out, nobody's willing to go take their cell phone and give it to one of the transgendered, or I guess that would be transvestite. It's hard to say. One of the sex workers out on Troost, if somebody could please... go offer up a cell phone. We can clear up a lot of this information right now.
I'm going to get on Urban Dictionary real quick. I'll figure it out.
Maybe we just have you go do a live remote real quick, Jake. It's early in the show. 816-931-5534. That is 931-KKFI. So did you see that, I guess the big local story right now, it's not the Royals. It kind of was the Chiefs. That's really a personal interest story for me, though.
Which one?
The fact that the Chiefs beat the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh,
there's like one or two. There's one or two games in the whole football season that I actually care about. And when the Chiefs, who are a subpar team, beat the Pittsburgh Steelers in overtime, who are, you know, they have, what is that guy's name? Roethlisberger.
Right. Big Ben.
Yeah. And they have all the, you know, these great players, and the Chiefs just seem how to beat out a victory over the Steelers. I'll talk about that on Paragon just for a moment. Not because I care about football. Because I don't.
Because you like to rub it in.
Right, because I like to point out to somebody who does care about football or thinks they do that when they come to Kansas City, their team... or, well, when Kansas City comes to them, their team is not all that. All right, 26 minutes after the hour of midnight. And good morning, you're on the radio. Guten Tag.
Oh, this KKFI?
It sure is. Good morning, you're on the radio.
Oh, okay. You know, I like the music you've been playing.
Cool.
I work an evening shift job and get off late, so I get home about 11:30. I was listening to you on the way home, and... pretty interesting music, progressive music, different music. So I really liked it.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Unfortunately, the music part is over, and now we're a talk show. We're trying to figure out some information on transvestites and transgendered people, just so we can understand exactly the direction that Bradley Manning, Chelsea Manning, is headed for when he goes to Leavenworth. And is this really about having a couple of extra cigarettes on his pillow when he enters into the penitentiary?
Yeah, that is kind of an unusual thing. I remember hearing about that. So good luck to him with his plans to change the gender in Leavenworth. Ooh, that sounds kind of scary to me.
Yeah, penitentiary generally is kind of scary. You know?
Yeah. Leavenworth, I really don't, I don't know.
Maybe we can make some peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and take them up there on Visitor's Day.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, man, you get some sleep after your long shift of work, and we'll talk to you again in the future sometime. 816-931-5534.
I figured it out.
You did?
Yep. Transvestite describes a person who dresses in the clothes and accessories of the opposite gender for sexual or emotional gratification. Many people who do this prefer the term crossdresser, although the two are synonymous. So a transvestite is just a crossdresser. Transvestites neither need nor want medical intervention. Transgender describes a person, male or female, who dresses, behaves, or presents in a manner that differs from their gender norm. The majority of transgender people are crossdressers. It also includes social androgynies and gender queers. Despite the efforts of some transgender activists, it does not include transsexual people. Transgender people do not need medical intervention, and most don't want it either, although some may choose to take hormones. Transsexual describes a person, male or female, who is born with a congenital neurological condition called Benjamin syndrome.
Really? Why are you laughing, man?
Just,
you said that's a transsexual person has Benjamin syndrome?
That's what this says. And this is written by a transsexual woman. Don't know which was first.
Benjamin syndrome.
Which means that their gender identity, which is determined in the hypothalamus of the brain, does not match their physical anatomy. Transsexual people require medical intervention, including hormone therapy and genital surgery, to correct this mismatch and lead normal lives, but transsexualism is neither defined by nor restricted to that intervention. Transsexual people are transsexual from birth. According to this person.
I can't, in all the years we've done this show, I can't believe nobody's ever done Benjamin syndrome and just done a little Google on this. Is a type of multiple congenital anomaly / mental retardation? Really? That's Benjamin syndrome? I'm going to have to do some editing of this Wikipedia page. It's characterized by hypochronic anemia with mental deficiency and various craniofacial and other anomalies. Oh my god. Can also include a heart murmur, no big deal. A dental carry and a splenic tumor. I don't know. No. If you want to get to the bottom of Benjamin syndrome in regards to trans sexual or gendered people?
I already forgot.
It would be Harry Benjamin syndrome.
HBS?
Harry Benjamin doesn't seem to mean anything, but a Harry Benjamin just kind of seems funny, doesn't it? Have you had some Harry Benjamin syndrome? I'm confused here as to how that is funny, but it is.
I'll stop laughing.
We're supposed to, for Harry Benjamin syndrome, we're supposed to see transsexualism alternative terminology. Well, anyway, it's a big world out there, and there's lots of different folks. That was part of the defense for Bradley Manning, is that he was a transgendered person. And I believe his lawyer said that made him unstable And that's part of the reason why he wanted to do the WikiLeaking. Which is interesting, right?
They do point to a lot of the attention aspect of it. When people do things like that, there's, you know, for whatever emotional reasons.
Well,
or
so much of what anyone does with their sexuality is for attention, Jake.
Well,
right? I mean, it's...
very good.
I mean, I don't think you have to be on your way to a new gender for that to be the case. So much of what anyone does with their sexuality is just simply for grabbing somebody's attention. You know, I mean, let's do a recap of world news real quick, because we don't need to talk about the transsexual nature or transgendered nature of Chelsea Manning, because I think it's all pretty clear here. Very interesting, and I don't know what it ultimately does in the catalog of this situation, what it will mean in the end in regards to WikiLeaks.
The people will talk about that versus
maybe
the subject matter, helicopters.
Well, what was interesting is a lot of folks were like, wow, look at that twist to this. And I was like, actually, that was always part of the story. If you had read deep into the story, that was always part of this. That was a little piece. And, you know, Chelsea had a little press release upon getting sentenced that was supposed to coincide, that they did on the Today Show, which I believe is the official place for semi-celebrities to come out as being transgendered, is on the Today Show. The most effective place to do it. But to do a recap of international news, things are so bad in Syria that Syrians are seeking refugee status in Iraq.
What?
That's how bad things are in Syria. Things are so bad in Egypt that they just let Hosni Mubarak out of prison. What is that? I mean, can you imagine that? They're like, it's terrible. 2 years of civil war, chemical weapons being used. I guess we would be better off in Iraq. Does that mean the neocons won? Does that mean they were ultimately correct? They've created something that somebody is envious of in the Middle East whatsoever in Iraq? Is this the point at which we should start to revere Donald Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney and Paul Wolfowitz, Douglas Faith and Richard Pearl as luminaries and futurists for their ability to look into the crystal ball of geopolitical strategery and come up with a good solution? And to the people of Egypt, remember this, that when you have a revolution that deposes your dictator and then the military takes over, that's not actually a revolution. I come from America, where we're all fat and stupid, and we haven't had a revolution for over 230 years. And I know that. Wake up. But I mean, what are you going to do? I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to count my blessings that I live in Kansas City, Missouri. I'm very happy about that right now. You look at the pictures of what's taking place in the Middle East and throughout the world. One can be very, very contented with the fact that they live in KCMO. And then you go, well, wait a minute. There's plenty of violence here. And it was a violent weekend. Do you know why, Jake?
Lots of people died.
Yeah, well, right. Beyond the simple logic of that, extrapolate some further detail as to why it was such a violent weekend.
It's hot.
It's hot. And that'll do it. Gets up to 95 degrees. Global warming's back on, by the way. 2 weeks ago, global warming off. Right now, global warming back on. According to the IPCC, the seas are going to rise by 15 feet next year. I think I might be over-exaggerating that a little bit, but it's hot out there, folks. And it's muggy. But you know what? It's August. 2 weeks ago, grown women, were complaining about it being too cold outside. Yo, lady, it's August. Why don't you sit down and close your legs and it might warm up a little bit in your little area? You know what I mean?
I have a general idea.
Yeah. It's pretty clear what I'm trying to say here. See if we can time this correctly. All right, there we go. Yeah, but global warming's back on. That means that violence has gone up. And it's been a bit of a brutal weekend here. And that's the scary thing, because you can feel contented that you don't live in Syria or you don't live in Egypt.
Or Iraq.
Oh, thank God, right?
Or Fort Leavenworth.
Yeah, inside the fort. Yeah, I'm glad for that, too. You can feel good that you don't live inside of all these places because...
Pittsburgh,
yes. That would be any part of Ohio or Michigan, yes. Florida, yes.
St. Louis,
there you go. Continue on.
I think we got them all.
All right, good. There's a lot of places that you can feel happy that you don't live in, and then you go, well, my God, there's violence everywhere in this town. In this very town that we're in right now. Because there is a serious issue that takes place. There's multiple levels to it. And the big one is, and this is something that's not going to change unless it does, and I don't think it will because it's an extremely advantageous system of manipulation by the political power. The war on drugs, that's why it continues to be violent. That and... Yesterday was the mayor's son's birthday, Kyle James, which is going to be extremely violent. That's right. KJ turned 25 yesterday. So he contributes to some of the violence, which is not totally Sylvester James's fault. It's not completely the fault of the mayor. He did raise two other wonderful children that we never hear about because they never get arrested, and they're never at the scene of crimes. They're never at the scene of murders. They've never explained to a waitress at an overnight diner that, do you know who I am? To the point where the cop gets involved and going, yeah, we don't care who you are. Yeah, that's never happened. With his other children, but the one it has. So we can't blame the fact that it's Kyle James' birthday yesterday for all the violence in Kansas City. But that is part of it. That is part of it. It was brutal and nasty. Continue to be that way. All right. So you can feel good about some things in regards to where we are, but not perfect about everything. Michael T's now here. We're supposedly going to be bombing Syria in days. That's great, isn't it? I can't wait for that whatsoever. And what about local state politician from the Missouri House, Jeremy LaFavor? He is the state house rep for the 25th district, which is Waldo. He got arrested for what, Jake? What did he get arrested for? It's not illegal to send pictures of your penis to girls yet. And as long as those girls are over the age of 17.
Well, that was going to be my qualifier. Was
it's not illegal to send pictures of your penis to adults. Legal adults. People don't actually become adults until... What year do people actually become adults?
Like 2020? 2025? There's no adults here yet. Still waiting for that year.
Cool. No, you're not 20 to 25. You're saying the year 20.
2020.
All right.
We might have an adult.
I'm looking forward to that. I thought people became adults when they had other children they were actually responsible for. And not when they produced other children, because that doesn't necessarily mean you're responsible for another human being. But when you actually have another children, and you're responsible for when you have the children's, and you're responsible for them. So what do you think State Rep Jeremy LaFavor, who represents Waldo, amongst other parts of the Kansas City metropolitan area for the 25th District of the Missouri House, what do you think he was arrested for? And I already told you, not for sending pictures of his penis to girls.
Loitering.
Or boys. Loitering, no. Do people get arrested for loitering?
Well, when your pants are down.
It doesn't involve his pants were on when he got arrested.
Drunk driving? Had a joint on it.
Had a joint on him. There you go. Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, which I read this story. The story in the Star was very confusing. Because it said that, you know, house rat from Waldo was arrested for possession of marijuana. And I read that going, wait a minute. A white guy got arrested for weed in Waldo? Right. What the hell happened? I need to know exactly the sequence of events that led up to this. Do you know how hard it is to get arrested for weed in Kansas City? I mean, you literally have to blow it in the cop's face, right?
Right.
I mean, it's not an easy thing to do, folks. Not an easy thing to do. I saw that. I mean, so let me get this straight. A white guy in Waldo gets arrested for weed possession. Arrested. They didn't make him, like, smush it into the pavement and tell him, I can't believe you bought that crap, sir. So you paid money for that?
Aren't you a little old for that?
Exactly. Well, and that's the whole deal. He is a little old for that. But no, he was not. He was in Boone County. And you know what? You'll have love for him.
Oh, I've been through Boone County many times.
Right, that's where Columbia is. And the home of Booneville and Rocheport. I was just in Booneville and Rocheport not too long ago.
Yeah,
which is surprising because in Columbia, possession of marijuana is a non-criminal offense. Columbia, Missouri, they have decriminalized the possession of marijuana up to 35. Is 35 grams is what it says. That's what he was arrested for, was the possession of drug paraphernalia and the possession of up to 35 grams of marijuana. I mean, it all depends on how you use it.
Right.
Right, don't you think?
How many separate baggies it was in?
It all depends on how many bands you plan on seeing at the festival.
Because 35 grams, that's like, I should know this, but... That's
should?
More than a few ounces, right?
What is 35 grams? I think 35 grams might be about an ounce.
Oh, okay.
I think something along those lines.
Okay.
Is that right? Yeah, it sounds good to me. For all intents and purposes, we'll go ahead and call that an ounce.
I got a fancy phone. I'll check it out.
If somebody out there in the community, we've already put a call out to talk to transgendered ladies of the night over on Troost, and now somebody knows what 35 grams of marijuana equals. What's
oh, that one you'll get a call on, like,
what's
right
the,
away.
What's
I think 28 grams is an ounce, right?
That's an 8-ball.
Is it?
Or whatever.
Yeah, no, but come on, somebody, 816-931-5534. Can you go ahead and tell us what 35 grams is and how much you would charge for that? 816-931-55.
If we have a Canadian or European listener who's familiar with metrics.
Our grams aren't metric.
Yeah, they are.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ounces aren't.
Kilogram.
Like if it would have said he got caught with a quarter bag.
The quarter,
right. Jake would have no problem with
that. Well, see, that's what I'm trying to figure out is like, because like back in the day when I knew about this stuff, things were done in ounces and stuff, and so it was like, you know, you had an ounce or a quarter ounce, but an ounce was like really personal supply, right? Maybe a little if you were.
All depends on how many bands you plan on seeing at the festival,
right?
You know,
right?
Yeah,
but now everything's gone to the metric system. And
well, it's, you know, it's a sign of the times, really,
right?
That and everyone's smoking the medical grade stuff that they get out of Colorado these days, right?
And I'm sure that's done in grams.
The old
CCs.
I've heard rumors.
When it was from Mexico, everyone sold lids. I don't even know what a lid is, but you,
right.
A lid. Let me get.
I
a
never
lid
could figure out how that was. I think a lid was an ounce, but I could never figure that out.
Give me a couple of fingers.
Right.
Everyone's paranoid because I started asking how much you would charge. No one's going to call up. They think somehow, some way, the NSA is going to get them in trouble.
If the NSA knows, will you call us?
Oh, the NSA knows. Just send us a text message, right? Text us at the text line here down at... we need a text line, don't we?
You know what? We do. I'm actually on Twitter now.
Yeah,
how does that feel? On a Paragon Radio Twitter feed. 28.349 grams in an ounce.
349,
huh? What's the 35 grams about, I wonder?
A little over an ounce.
A little over an ounce, that's right.
So you got enough for your personal and
so, state rep Jeremy LaFavor, LaFlavor, maybe? I mean, he didn't get caught with rocks.
It's not LaFarve.
He didn't get caught with rocks. He did get caught with some weed in Boone County. He, you know what he got pulled over for initially? You'll have love for this, Jake.
Illegally displayed license plates?
Pretty close.
The light over the license plate.
No. He had expired tags.
My nemesis.
Exactly. Poor guy gets pulled over for having expired tags. But he didn't even have expired tags this time. I think he was pulled over for failing to respond to a charge that he had operated his vehicle with an expired tag. So he may have had current tags.
So he had a tag. He had a tag
issue. He may have. It's this
at some point.
He had a tag.
Got a ticket. Got the tags fixed and said, maybe got the new tags and said, "Nah, screw it, I'm done."
And never went to court.
And then they said,
"So is this an example?" So he gets pulled over. He had not shown up for court for an expired tag charge in the past. And then they find some smoke on him. They find a little marijuana on him. He had some Mary Jane somewhere in his possession. Which I guess he was getting arrested for the warrant, and it was in his pocket or something like that. The article says nothing about all this stuff. You can just imagine how this would have taken place. Is this an abuse of power? Does this state representative feel like he doesn't need to have responded to this charge of having an expired tag? Because when your average citizen does it, that's just a bonehead move, because you're just going to end up, something's going to end up happening. But when you're a state rep, you're just like, whatever. I think state reps get special plates, too.
That's what I was going to say. It sounds like some chicanery also.
Right. There's something going on here. And he may, at the time of getting pulled over and arrested, he may have been sending a picture of his penis to somebody, which is really popular these days.
Question is, did he ever, like, refuse or vote to refuse or speak out against Homeland Security funding for the police, or you know what I mean?
He's a Democratic.
Was he targeted? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, maybe, but you got to think, if you're a Democrat in the Missouri General Assembly, does anyone care? I mean, does anyone care at all? It's the Missouri General Assembly, and you're a Democrat. Good luck, Bubba. I mean, that's if a tree falls in the forest and nobody's there to hear it. I mean, if a Democratic, you know, state rep goes to the Missouri General Assembly, does anyone notice?
Right.
No, not really. 10 minutes until 1 o'clock right here on 90.1 FM. 816-931-5534. That's 931-KKFI is the telephone number. And good morning, you're on the radio.
Yes, I would like to suggest a new book. It's not due to come out until November, but the name of the book is The Crash of 2016 by Tom Hartman.
Oh, okay.
Yes. But he said it won't be out until November. But.
And The Crash won't actually come until 2016.
Yes.
All right, very well.
He's saying 2016?
Yes.
Huh.
A lot of folks say next week, but he's given it a couple of years.
Tom Hartman is an insightful fellow, I think. I like Tom Hartman. Are you not familiar with him?
He's one of them liberal talk show host guys.
Yeah, he was in two of the libertarian bastions. Well, not really libertarian, but Vermont. And Portland. Those are the two places that he
Portland, Oregon?
Broadcast out of, yeah. They're not libertarian, liberal.
Liberal, yeah.
Yes. And Vermont, different but liberal.
The New Hampshireans.
Because, I mean, they're the ones that have a socialist.
He's in Washington, D.C.
For representation, yeah. Is he in D.C. now?
He's in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, he's a pretty insightful fellow.
Thank you, Harold. You take care and have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye. That was Harold calling with his book recommendation of the week. I guess Harold wants us to get on a more salient topic than Missouri State reps and weed smoking. Well, I think part of the deal was is this guy was an up-and-coming star in the Democratic Party. He was one of the first to decry the rodeo clown incident at the Sedalia State Fair.
He must have been high then. Right?
Missouri State Fair.
Was he high then?
Conspiracy. Conspiracy theories. You see, you don't mess with rodeo clowns.
Wait, he called the conspiracy clown a part of a conspiracy?
No, I'm saying because he started twittering immediately after the rodeo clown event blew up on the national stage.
Right.
He's getting taken down by the American Rodeo Association.
Or by the right-wing Boonville cops.
Missouri, who are big fans of rodeo, by the way.
I would imagine. Sorry.
Somebody was telling me earlier that they're going to work on doing a PETA-friendly rodeo, a vegan rodeo.
Would they ride other people?
What would that?
I don't think that would be family friendly. I don't know, but
they're riding tractors.
A vegan rodeo might be interesting, huh? Like really big squash and pumpkins or something like that.
I mean, there's some.
I'd like to go see one of those, a vegan rodeo. I'd really enjoy that.
I would as well.
So was it an abuse of power, this guy didn't have to pay his bill, or just a simple pothead mistake?
I'm going to go for the simple pothead mistake, or even more than that, like the simple everyman mistake, only because I made that mistake a time or two.
So then, have you ever thought about what it'd be like to be a Missouri State Rep? Have you ever thought about what it'd be like to be a Missouri State Rep on weed, man? Can you imagine that, being high as a kite, going into your office in the Missouri Capitol building?
That's probably...
Walking by the Thomas Hart Benton Memorial murals and them talking to you and stuff. It'd be neat, man.
It's probably an old tradition.
I'm sure
being drunk.
There's lots of drunks in the Missouri State Assembly, but how many weed smokers do you have? I'm sure...
How old was he, 25?
That's the district he comes from. 25th District. I think he's older than that. I think he's in his late 30s.
Okay. I thought maybe he was working on a post-graduate degree at MU. Maybe took up the state rep part as extra credit in a political science class or something.
You get credit for this. It's double dipping, right?
Well, I think the pay is similar to what you might make in a Sonic or something like that.
Right.
Jury duty.
It's not a lot.
But, I mean, enough to... To have less than 35 grams of marijuana, so that's good.
Right. If he was getting any more, he might be in big trouble.
Might be in a much bigger trouble.
Hey, buddy, that's clearly 38 grams.
So that's the big breaking story coming out of Kansas City right now. But I was really confused, like I said earlier, Mike, is that they had put that he had... A Waldo state rep had been arrested for possession of marijuana. I thought he got arrested in Waldo. And I was like, how does a white guy get arrested for marijuana in Waldo? I needed to have the sequence of events, you know, laid out for me. It just didn't make any sense. I needed a timeline of exactly what took place. But he was supposed to be the one that saved the Missouri Democratic Party, and they were going to do the takeover.
Well, now, there's your conspiracy theory.
Yeah, but...
NSA is obviously out to get all Democrats. I mean, look, Wiener.
Okay.
I mean, come on. You don't see that as the NSA all over.
No, that guy's just a real...
And here's a guy doing some harmless Twitter.
Well, you know, the funny thing is that the girl that Wiener was sending pictures...
Freaking porn star.
Is going to be...
How ridiculous is this?
Especially because, I don't know, man. She's not...
I haven't seen her.
She's not really attractive, no. I mean, not that you have to be attractive to have DVDA. Is that what they call it? Yeah, DVDA. That's an abbreviation that you'll have to look up on your own. I can't say it on the radio. You don't have to be attractive because it's an ugly thing when it does happen. Right? Jake, you still trying to figure out what that is?
I've heard it before. I was going over a few of the possibilities in my head.
Wow. All right. So I just told everyone in the studio what that was. So it's an ugly thing that takes place in the movies sometimes. But there, right. I mean, I think there's a moratorium.
She had associated it with the DVD.
It happens quick. It happens quick. But, you know, I mean, come on.
Yeah, there's a moratorium on...
on filming new movies in California now, because even though they're using rubbers over there, one of their porn stars has AIDS. And they're not saying who it is, so you can't rush out and go buy all their work up or something. I don't know how that would work.
Store it up for eBay. Do people use eBay still? I mean, is it all Craigslist? And
it can't all be Craigslist, because half of Craigslist is make-believe. Who's like, I bought this toaster at Walmart 5 minutes ago for $29.95. You want to buy this toaster I bought at Walmart 5 minutes ago for $25.95? I'm like, no, man.
What's your economic model there?
Yeah, and half of Craigslist is just completely... yeah, I've gotten into my feelings on Craigslist. I love the idea of classified ads. Craigslist is classified ads.
Right.
But it has destroyed the newspaper's classified ads.
Completely decimated, yes.
And I miss the old-fashioned newspaper classified ads. I mean, the Thrifty Nickel. Remember the Thrifty Nickel?
Yep.
It's still around. But who is selling stuff in the Thrifty Nickel? Not me.
People without the internet, apparently.
I know, exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Bring your checkbook over and make an offer on my tractor.
There's a Craigslist classified ad-style radio show in Marshall, Missouri. It's pretty amusing.
People
just call up with what they have for sale. And
now, they used to do that
here. Give out their whole phone number on air.
Back before some of the radio station hopping, like, they changed up all these, some became talk and whatnot. But, like, one of the country stations that was on the AM dial that I don't think is on there anymore, that used to be a thing that they did on Saturday mornings. It was like, people would call up, yeah, I'm in Raymore. I got a tractor. You want
it? Right.
Give me a call. See what we can work out.
Yeah, Craigslist has destroyed the whole nature of it, but I believe we were talking about pornography. Were we not?
That
DVDA.
Which you can't do pornography on Craigslist anymore anyway. There were too many murders. You used to be able to get... you could literally get anything you wanted on Craigslist with roses, question marks, and...